A beloved cruise ship crooner, and later, owner of his local football club, is dead. He was also media mogul and Prime Minister of Italy. I'm Alex Hohili in São Paulo, Brazil, and this podcast is also George Hoare and Philip Cunliffe in the UK. This is BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history. The end of history is certainly now over, because its towering figure, Silvio Berlusconi, is no more. On the 12th of June, 2023, he joined the big Bunga Bunga party in the sky. He was a man who touched many. He certainly touched us. Silvio Berlusconi was born in Milan on the 29th of September, 1936. He was a cruise ship crooner in his early days, before turning his talents to real estate and then the world of media. He very successfully owned football club AC Milan from 1986 until 2007, taking them from the brink of bankruptcy to the European Cup. Literally overnight, he set up a political party, Forza Italia, the name based on a football chant. He was Prime Minister of Italy four times, the first stint beginning in 1994. Silvio claimed that only Napoleon had done more than he had, but that Silvio was certainly taller. He also made 2,500 court appearances by his own count in 106 trials over 20 years. According to the man himself, "I sacrifice myself for everyone. I am the most persecuted in the entire history of the world and the history of man." Here, BungaCast will present an oral history of his life, times, and at least for us, untimely death.
My name is Mattia Salvi. I'm a writer, a former editor at Vice Italy and Rolling Stone, and also the founding editor of a magazine called Iconografie. I'm also 20-something and I live in Milan, where I was born and raised, and I am a fan of AC Milan. And basically my whole life has been in Silvio Berlusconi's shadow, and Silvio just died like 5 minutes ago. I am really shocked, I must say. My Twitter is exploding right now. Outside of my window I hear like people honking at the news on their cars, and internet is very slow. Basically, I think Italy is now in a state of shock because Silvio was this gigantic figure. Like we all used to imagine this day in the past. Like when I was a teenager, I was a leftist, and I was living in Silvio's Italy, like in the year of his premierships. And we all often thought about the day of his death with anticipation. I know people that used to keep a bottle of Prosecco in the fridge for today. Well, now I think that we are accepting the fact that he has outlasted himself. He has outlasted himself. And so no more bottle in the fridge for us. Silvio was basically vindicated by history on some points. We used to think about him as the great evil, the great Satan, but we ended up discovering that what came after him was either equally bad or worse. Like, we had a series of technical governments, we had the center-left government that actually basically realized the kind of neoliberal reforms that he wasn't able to do for our opposition, and then we have a far-right government, of course. And basically, we started like being somewhat nostalgic for Silvio's days. And I think also that we started to rehabilitate him because we saw his political greatness, his political genius, because he anticipated some trends, like he anticipated the populist trends that swept Italy and the whole West in the last 10 years.